This goes to Dr. Osceillo fax 616-754-1062, regarding Sandra Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, date of birth 2/10/1947. Dear Dr. Osceillo, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Wright with diabetic nephropathy and preserved kidney function, COPD, and hypertension. Her last visit was May 22nd of 2023. She does have left eye macular degeneration, and she's now taking preserved vision twice a day, hopefully to prevent any further deterioration. She also does have overactive bladder and has been seeing the urologist, Dr. Mander. And he has started her on oxybutynin, 15 milligram daily. She doesn't believe that's made much difference, but she does have a follow-up exam to see him within the next month. Other new medicines are Jardiance, 10 milligram daily, Ativan, 0.5 milligram daily. I want to highlight Losartan, 100 milligram daily. Sodium bicarb is 650 milligram twice a day. Also, her insulin, thyroid medication, other meds are unchanged from previous visit. She denies chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She does have stable edema of the lower extremities, and she does follow a fluid restriction of 56 ounces per 24 hours, and she follows a low-salt diet. Physical exam, weight 272 pounds, pulse is 62, blood pressure is 174 over 70. She has lost 3 pounds since her last visit. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 9th of 2024. Creatinine is improved at 0.79 with estimated GFR of 77. Electrolytes are normal with a bicarbonate of 22. Calcium is 9.2, albumin is 3.7. Her her most recent hemoglobin was done August 13th, 2023. That was 13.2 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan: 1, diabetic nephropathy with preserved renal function. 2, hypertension, that's home blood pressure readings. She's on maximum dose of Losartan. Carvedilol is 12.5 milligram twice a day. I've asked her to continue checking her blood pressure at home. Goal would be 130 to 140 over 80. Assessment and plan are continuing. COPD, stable. We've asked her to continue to get lab studies done every 3 to 6 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.